Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The first Sunday of March was a busy one in the world of sports. We'll start with the NBA, where 8 games were played, all but one of which involved at least one team in playoff position. The biggest stunner was in Boston, not because of who won, but because of how they won. Here's AP's Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Celtics won their 11th straight game in historic fashion, beating the Warriors 140-88 in a rematch of the 2022 NBA Finals. The game was tied at 21 midway through the first quarter before Boston closed out the half on a 61-17 run to take a franchise record 44-point halftime lead. Jaylen Brown scored 19 of his game-high 29 points in the first quarter.
It's a lot of respect for the Golden State Warriors, but we feel like it's our time now.
Golden State star trio of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green combined for 16 points.
The Cavaliers no longer have the second best record in the East after losing to the injury-depleted Knicks 107-98. The Knicks' latest injury came after only 47 seconds when All-Star guard Jalen Brunson injured his left leg and missed the rest of the game. Tom Thibodeau's team was already down its 3 front court starters.
It's been really the story of the season. You know, we've been fighting shorthanded since December, so just keep fighting, and that's all we can do.
The 76ers came up with a big win in Big D. AP's Bob Stevens was on hand.
Tobias Harris scored 28, Tyrese Maxey 24 as the Philadelphia 76ers defeated the Dallas Mavericks 120-116. Sixers' second straight win while the Mavs lost 4 of the last 5. Sixers built up an 18-point lead with 7 minutes left but held on down the stretch despite a Mavs furious comeback bid. Sixers forward Tobias Harris says it feels good to get the win.
It's a great win for us. Any win in the NBA is a good win, and we have to embrace that and figure out ways that we can get better through these games.
The Thunder took over the best record in the Western Conference after setting back the Suns 118-110, 35 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Timberwolves fell out of the top spot when they were clipped by the Clippers 89-88 as Kawhi Leonard scored 32, including the go-ahead hoop with 2 minutes remaining. Elsewhere in the NBA, the surging Magic made it 11 of 14 by wiping out the Pistons 113-91. The Pacers lost to the Spurs 117-105, and the Raptors down the Hornets 111-106. College basketball. Just one ranked men's team in action. Connecticut, ranked 3rd in the AP poll, routed Seton Hall 91-61. A career-high tying 21 points for Stephon Castle and 19 points and 11 rebounds for Donovan Clingan. Dan Hurley's defending national champion Huskies did something they had not accomplished in 25 years, win the Big East regular season title outright.
Winning the regular season of a conference like this is like the hardest thing to do, harder than the Big East tournament, because you got to earn it in a true round robin, like true round robin in this league, in some incredibly tough places to play.
Coming up, another milestone for Caitlin Clark and the day in the NHL and NASCAR. On the women's side, another big milestone for Caitlin Clark. The Iowa star scored 35 points to break Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record for most points by an NCAA Division I player of either gender in the 6th-ranked Hawkeyes victory over number 2 Ohio State. Here's AP's Greg Eklund with more.
Clark broke the record with a pair of free throws to close out the first half scoring. Iowa won the game 93-83. She scored 18 points in the opening half to break the record previously held by former LSU great Pete Maravich, and didn't envision being an all-time scoring leader in college.
Honestly, if you would have told me that before my college career started, I would have laughed in your face and been like, no, you're insane. And like, I've always been able to score the ball, but I don't think people really understand how many amazing players have come before me and like been able to score the ball.
Clark has 3,685 career points.
While the number 2 Buckeyes were defeated, top-ranked South Carolina completed its second straight perfect regular season with a 76-68 victory over Tennessee. 6 games in the NHL Sunday. The marquee matchup saw Connor McDavid's Oilers easily defeat Sidney Crosby's Penguins 6-1, boosted by a 4-goal second period. McDavid had a goal and an assist while Crosby was blanked. The Canucks now lead the Western Conference in points again after edging the Ducks 2-1. The Jets tied the Stars for the lead in the Central Division by blunting the Sabres 5-2. The Kings and Devils battling for playoff spots met in L.A. Here's AP's Dave Ferry.
Philip Deneau had a hat trick, and Kevin Fiala collected 3 points as the Kings trounced the Devils 5-1. It was all Los Angeles after Timo Meier scored just 15 seconds into the game. Deneau tied it 7:41 later and also netted goals in the second and third periods.
We want to play solid defensively, but we also want to score goals, and we've been doing that last 2 games.
Fiala had a goal and 2 assists in one of the Kings' best performances since Jim Hiller took over behind the bench. The Kings have won 8 of 12 under Hiller.
Washington also in a playoff race lost 5-2 to struggling Arizona. The Coyotes had lost 14 of their previous 15 games, making this a particularly difficult loss for Spencer Carberry's Capitals.
Given the circumstances, for sure, that's the most disappointing game I've coached this year.
The Wild topped the Sharks 4-3 thanks to Kirill Kaprizov's hat-trick, including the game-winning goal. NASCAR. Kyle Larson won his second consecutive race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on Sunday to keep Chevrolet undefeated and give Hendrick Motorsports its second victory in the first 3 NASCAR Cup Series races of the season. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.